Last week we introduced the sugya of Yerusha, sugya of Nachala, and one theme permeated everything we spoke about last week, that basically Yerusha revolves around the notion of Mishpacha, the notion of particularly Mishpacha Zav. And now we're going to talk a little bit about a different type of Yerusha, the Yerusha of Yerusha Sabal. So the Gemara tells us in the very beginning of Yesh Nochel and several other places in Shas, there's a concept called Yerusha Sabal. And Yerusha Sabal trumps all the other Yerushas. So if a woman is married, so then the first Yerush is going to be her husband. What is the source for this din? So it's actually Machlekes HaTanoim, Machlekes HaMaroim, Machlekes HaRishonim about this. Is this a din min HaTorah? Is this a din min HaRabbanan? If it's a din min HaTorah, where does it come from? So that's also not 100% clear. The Gemara at the beginning of Yesh Nochel links it to a pasuk, Satmas Tachlos LaSheiro, Sheiros Lashon Sheiros, a Lashon of Ishos, and that's the Makor. And then the Gemara quotes a few other psukim throughout the Masechta as possibilities as to this idea of Yerusha Sabal being a real din min HaTorah. And again, there's a dissenting view that the whole institution of Yerusha Sabal, lock, stack, and barrel is all mit derabbanan. So this question, whether Yerusha Sabal really exists on a level of deraisa, really seems to go well beyond just the question of Yerusha. It's not really just a din mamonis question. There's a more general question about this term that sometimes appears in Chumash, She'er. So what does She'er mean? So we know that She'er conjures up the image of one's biological relatives, Isha is called She'er B'saro. Does She'er also have that meaning of She'er, like She'er K'sasayonel? She'er refers to Isha, so is that a lashon of a marriage as well? So this Shaila comes to fore in the realm of Yerusha, but it really applies in other areas of Halacha as well. So let's say, for example, the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor that a Kohen is permitted and required to be metame for his relatives. So the Torah spells out who those relatives are, Aviv, Imo, Bno, Bito, etc. All the relatives that are mentioned explicitly in the Chumash are biological relatives. And then the Torah throws a vague term at us called Kim L'She'eiro HaKorav Elov, that he's also metami for his She'er. So who is the She'er? Who is this magic She'er person? So this is a Machlekes HaRishon, Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, whether this is referring to his wife or not. So everybody agrees that Loch Lamai said the Kohen is metami for his wife, but it's not exactly clear what the source of that din is. So the Rambam has a very unique understanding in Hilchos Ovel, where the Rambam writes that the fact that a Kohen is metame for his wife is not based on the Pasuk of She'er. It's based on a totally different idea. It's based on the idea of Meis Mitzvah. The din is, if you walk in the forest and you find a dead body and no one's taking care of the body, so then a Kohen, even Kohen Gadol, even Nazir, is Mechuyav to metame for the Meis Mitzvah. So the Rambam understood that Meis Mitzvah doesn't only refer to that dramatic case of finding a body in the middle of the forest. But anytime we have a situation where there's a body that people are not going to be able to topple with properly, that could also fall into the category of a Meis Mitzvah. So the Rambam suggests that when a couple is married, so if the wife dies, and we're going to tell the husband, no, don't take care of your wife, no one else is going to step up to the plate. No one else is going to take care appropriately of the wife. And therefore, the husband is permitted to be metabe l'ishto, not based on the sugya of She'eros, not based on the sugya of Kurva, but rather based on the sugya of Meis Mitzvah. Where did the Rambam dream this idea from? A chudish took idea that min HaTorah, that's considered to be a Meis Mitzvah. So the Rambam got it from the Gemara in the end of Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara says that if a couple is only married mid the Rabbanah, let's say it was a little girl whose father passed away, and now the brothers and the brothers married her off, that's only a Kedushim Haimin, that's only a Kedushim that's binding with the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that if she dies, so the husband is a Kohen, he's Batami for her. So the Gemara says, how can we be Batami for her? They're not even married by the Torah. So the Gemara says, Shavir Rabbanan Kebeis Mitzvah. The Chazal says that since mid the Rabbanan they're married, so B'losha B'nei Adam, people view them as being married, if the husband's not going to be Batami, that's going to be a very disrespectful to her, no one's going to be Batami properly. So that's considered to be a Meis Mitzvah. So Rambam understood that answer to the Gemara is not only true for the Kedushin Derabbanan, it's true for Kedushin Derais also, because ultimately there is no justification for a husband to be metame for his wife based on She'eros, because a wife is not really She'er Bosor of a man. She'er Bosor refers to biological relative. It doesn't refer to husband and wife. And other Bishayim disagree with the Rambam. Other Bishayim say that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara just meant that in the one crazy, wild case where they're not married ben HaTorah, then you have to come on to Meis Mitzvah. But if they're married ben HaTorah, of course they're She'er. That's called She'er Balsakim, She'er Kor Ve'elov. Abadi's Betami Faham ben HaTorah. So it's interesting to note, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the Rogachev who points this out, that the Rambam and the Raivid is Ola Shittosom, because the Rambam happens to pass like the opinions that Yerusha Sabal is on a Midrabban. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nachlos, Yerusha Sabal is on a Midrabban, the Rambam clearly meant that it's on a Midrabban. That Rambam is very much Lashitasa, because the Rambam passed into the Chosovil that that the din of Tumas makes for his wife is also basically Midrabanan. It's not really Minat Torah. It's only because Chazal assessed that's like a Meis Mitzvah, but based on the Pesukim B'Chumash, it wouldn't meet the criteria of being called She'er Basar. And the Rav is also L'Shitasa. The Rav in Ruchas Ishas, Ruchas Nachas, disagrees with the Rambam and holds that Yerusha the Baal is Deraisa. Because the Rav decided, like those Tanoim who said, that She'er does apply even between husband and wife, and therefore L'Shitasa, like, it applies both to Hilchas Tum as well as Hilchas Yerusha. There is a third Rambam that's also L'Shitasa, the Rambam also Ruchas Avel. The Rambam's view happens to be that there's Avelus Yom Risha Min HaTorah. That's a big machlok. As many Risham ties in the Rosh hold that the whole institution of Avelus, Salak, Stach, and Barrel is only Mid Rabbanan. And the Rambam holds that it's Derais, at least on the first day, Yom Isa Kvura. So the Rambam writes, Hu Yom Misabo for Mid Derais. So the Rambam lists off six of the relatives and leaves out his wife. He says, you're not Misabo for your wife Mid Derais. That's only an Avelus Mid Rabbanan. Why is that? Because the same thing, that the source for Avelus Derais is from the Psukh Mutumah. The Rambam writes in Uchas Avil, the same way you have to be Mitami for a relative, you have to be Misabel for a relative. It's all the same parasha. Being Oisik B'tzarchi Abeis requires of you, expressing Kavanah Meis requires of you to be Mitame as well as to be Misabel. So whoever the Torah considers to be your relative for Hilchas Tumah purposes is your relative. Hilchas Avelus purposes Minat Torah. So there are three string Rambams L'Shitasa. The Rambam in three areas of Halacha holds that She'erus really flows only to blood relatives. In Hilchas Nachlos, in Hilchas Tumah, and in Hilchas Avelus. And the Raiva disagrees, probably across the board in all three. This idea that She'erus is really what's carrying the day, that the halach of She'er is what's keveya, that on the level of the Araisa, at least according to many Tanoim, according to many Mishanim, a person is actually Yerusha's wife. So one can now raise a fundamental question. Assuming that Yerusha's Baal is Deraisa, according to Ram, the Shia's over, but according to the other Mishanim, that Yerusha's Baal is really Deraisa. So how do we understand Yerusha's Baal in light of everything that we spoke about last week? So last week we pointed out there's a whole parsha of Yerusha's. The whole sugi of Yerusha's appears, Mishpacha Zavkru and Mishpacha, person is Yerusha's sons and fathers and brothers and uncles, etc. We had a shout last week whether there's something unique about Yerusha's Av. Maybe Yerusha's Av is different. Maybe Yerusha's Ben is Av. Maybe that's Kamtachta. It's a little bit of a quirk of Hilchas Nachlas. But should we say that Yerusha's Baal is legamri different? Yerusha's Baal is a totally different parasha. Forget about not being Mishpacha's Av. It's not Mishpach altogether. The best that is She'er Basar. The best that is a special Gzeres HaKosav. So maybe it works in a totally different realm, totally different world than other Yerusha. So are there any real practical nafkaminas to this? This idea that somehow intuitively we think that Yerusha Baal is radically different from other Yerushas, does this really play out for us, practically speaking? So there is a Gemara that appears in Yeshanach. It's a little bit of a tricky line in the Gemara, how to read it, but most of the Rishonim assume what the Gemara means is as follows. It appears in the beginning of Yeshanach, and then it reappears at the very end of the ninth Perek of Bava Basra. But the Gemara talks about the following Shaila. What would the din be if a couple was married, and then the husband dies before the wife, and then 10 years later, the wife dies? So now the question is, who's Yorish the wife? So should you say that the husband is Yorish the wife? The husband's dead already. Well, we know from the very beginning of Yeshan Ochlin, there is a concept of Yerusha Bekever. There's a concept that a relative can be Yorish Bekever, Lahanchil, to other living relatives. That's what's called Mishmush. We mentioned that a little bit last week. So just as you have a situation where a person dies and his father's Yorish, to be manchil to the other brothers. Or a person dies and the uncle is yoresh, the uncle's dead already, but he's yoresh, but kever lahanchil to Pliny, to the cousins, etc. So that idea of Yerusha going through dead people is something that we're familiar with. Does that exist by Yerusha's Abal? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says that ain't about Yerusha's ish to be kever. So that if the husband predeceased the wife, so then there would be no Yerusha. Yerusha does not go from the wife to the husband and then to the husband's Yerushim. Rather, the husband's out of the picture, the husband's gone already, and now it just goes whoever the Yerushim of the woman are. So if she has children, the Yerusha, not the father's Yerusha, the brother's cousins, etc., whatever the name of Yerusha are. But one thing is pretty clear from the Gemara, that it does not go to the husband, Bekever, the husband, once he's dead already, so the game is over. So the question is, why should that be so? Mayai manishtana, that when it comes to other Yerushas, regular Yerushas, so there is a concept of Mishmush, and when it comes to Yerushas Abal, so the Gemara says emphatically that there is no concept of Mishmush. So what's strange, the Rishonim point out, is that although the Gemara seems to say this pretty clearly, the Gemara never explains why. The Gemara never asks, but not immediately. The Gemara never asks for a source for this distinction. So what exactly is this based on? So Tosfos in different places says different things. Tosfos in Yavamis has a comment about this, and Tosfos in Bava Basra has a comment about this. So in one place, Tosfos writes that maybe the reason why there's no Yerusha Bekever is because there's no She'erus Le'acham Yisa. that the concept of a she'er boso, the concept that the couple is married, the concept that they're she'er, in the sense of husband and wife, so that breaks down after death. You want to say that a person is still related to their relative, it's still my brother, it's still my cousin, even if one of the partners is dead, so that makes sense. But once the husband has died already, so then ain't she'eros le'achamisa. The whole concept of she'eros doesn't make any sense le'achamisa. How do Tosfos know that? According to one day in Tosfos, that's the mocha for this din. The Chazal were presupposing that premise that it ain't she'eros le'achamisa. How in the world did they know such a thing? Where did it come from? So the Rivam is quoted by Tosfos in Yevamos with a startling source of this. One of the very, very strange dinim. It's a sugya that appears at the beginning of the sixth parak of Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara talks about a very modern shayla, that crazy meshugana shayla. But the Gemara talks about what would the din be if you have a woman who's an Eishes Ish and then she dies. And then somebody, a crazy guy, a novel mishchas guy, is Baal El Yachem Misasa. That's called the Gemara calls Mishamish Mesa. There are two sugars. There's a sugar Mishamish Mesa. That's a totally different sugar. This is Mishamish Mesa. That he's literally Mishamish. He has Tashrish, the woman who's Mamish not alive. So the Gemara derives from a posuk that's nothing. Nothing. So we know the guy's Meshugana, but that doesn't constitute an Isra of Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says, why is that not considered to be Eishes Ish? So it's not exactly clear what the reason for that is. The Gemara quotes a posuk for that. And the Rivam understood what the Gemara is saying is that the reason why that's true is because ain't she'eros le'achamisa, that the relationship of Eishes Ish is broken up. The Yisr of Ish, she'ishkav is Eishes Ish, she'inof is Eishes Re'eu, that Yisr of Neo for the Eishes Ish only makes sense if she's still called the Eishes Ish. Once she's dead already, so then the relationship of Ishes is broken, the relationship of she'eros is broken. In effect, this Gzeres HaKosv is teaching me that ain't she'eros le'achamisa. So the Rivam says, Maseches Yevamos, it's this Gemara, this Gemara, should have the Gedrash tucked away in the sixth pack of Yevamos, that Mishamish is a Mesa's potter from Isa's Beis Din. This is the Mokor that ain't a Baal Yosh Sitzik Shehuba Kever. That just as the She'eros is broken vis-a-vis the Isser of Eishes Ish, so too the She'eros is broken vis-a-vis the Dinim of Nachos as well. That's the Mokor for this Sugya in Maseches Bava Basra. So Taizen Bava Basra quotes that same Sugya. And Tosfos says maybe the exact opposite is true. Maybe you should learn from that sugya pum fakir, namely that the Gemara says in Yevamos, what do I need a pasuk for? I would have thought she's still an Eishes Ish, kamash malan. So the question is, what's the kamash malan? What's the kamash malan? So the Rivam understood the kamash malan was that the Gemara is undoing the havamina. The Gemara thought that Eishes remains after death, kamash malan, that Eishes disappears by death. So I guess it's l'havla of adolus. In certain other religions, they say, till death do we part. So the havamina of the Gemara was that even after death, we're still together, and kamash malan, till death do we part. The death, that ends the issues. So comes Tosfos in Rabbi Basra and says, maybe that's wrong shot in the Gemara. Maybe what the Gemara meant was that the havamina is right. The taka, ema, you should be chayav. Kamash malan, it's a quirk in the din of losinov. It's a prat, it's a detail, nuchas losinov. It doesn't change our entire perception of what Sheiris is. Sheiris exists in full force, even after death. It exists the next world as well. They're still considered to be married. The woman is still an Eishes Ish, even after she dies. The only thing is, one of the problems in the history of Losinov is that the Nivellus has to be alive, but that doesn't impact, it's not a chisorn in the Sheirishim, it's not a chisorn in the Sheim Eishes Ishim, it's a chisorn in the Maisa Biyah, that's not called the Maisa Znos, that's not called the Maisa Losinov, but in terms of the Ishes is still attacked. So Tyson is not sure about that Nakuda. So Tyson in Yavam quotes to Yavam who said, the Pshah and the Gemara is Ein Sheiris Le'achamisa, and therefore that's the source for the Din in Baba Basra. And Tyson in Baba Basra says, man, that's not what the Gemara meant in Yavam. And therefore, there is no source yet that we know for the Din of Masr.
According to the Rambam, why does a husband inherit anything when his wife dies?
Oh, so you have to say that it's almost like Gitav Yerba and Kechon. Like you're Yerish the person who dies. It means that since she was your wife as she's dying, so at the time that she's dying, she's still your wife. Come on, something along those lines.
Can you bring a riot for the Rambam from the whole institution of Yibum? That since we matter the brother in law, maybe the.
So Yibum is a really, really really tricky one because it's the Torah says L'osir Eishes HaBeis Achutz L'Yizar. So there's a machloikis, big machloikis from how exactly to retire? What exactly does that pasuk mean? L'osir Eishes HaBeis. Does Eishes HaBeis mean the woman who is still the Eishes HaBeis, or the woman who was the isha of the person who is now dead? She was his wife when he was alive. So the Gemara has a machloikis. The end of Maseches Yevamos, if you're mekadosh, it's a Yevam l'shuch where the kedushin are toisin. Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So within the tzad that ain't kedushin toisin, so it sounds like the Gemara is learning that the Isser of Yevam l'shuch is like a shtikal Eishes Ish. that otherwise, why would it make any sense that, that there'd be no Kiddushin Tosin? So the question is, she's Eishes Ish of who? So that's the Machlekes in the Rishonim. Is she an Eishes Ish of the original mace, that the Ishes is still around to some degree? What do I say? No, that the Ishes is Paka, but she becomes married to the new guy, I mean, she's married to the brother. That's like a Mixas Ishes, doesn't create an Eishes Ish with Chenek, but it creates a lava of Yivam Lushok. So that's a loaded Yivamas topic. Maybe next time the call learns Yivamas, we'll have to try to talk about that. That's a very, very important doctrine. It may be related, but again, Lemaisa, two Tosim of Asa, Yivamas call two different opinions about this topic. So Lechayre, it's a big, big pella, this whole discussion that the Rishonim are having. They're all pilpling about the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, whether when the woman dies, is there She'erus, is there no She'erus, does that serve as a good raya, like that be the case when the husband's dead? Lechayre, there's a tremendous difference between the two. That in a situation where the husband dies, Lechayre Lekulei Alma, there's no She'erus anymore. Why? After the Raya Brewer, the first Mishnah in Kedushin, the Misas Habal creates a heter of Eishes Ish. It's like a get. Eishes Ish has to get Misas Habal. Nobody in a million years would say that after a get, there's still She'erus. That's much ridiculous. Of course you're not your Eishes wife after there's a get. So She'erus is Zicha broken up by a get. So She'erus is for sure broken up by Misas Habal. The whole sugya that the Gemara has in Yevamos is because the husband didn't die. It's the wife who died. So when the wife dies, there's no het, the Chaim Derbeinu Gershom that came in 3,000 years later. So there was no matter that happened. There is no halachic chalois that occurs when the wife dies. So that's why the Gemara is hanging on to that question. The wife died. There was no matter yet. So maybe you can argue. Maybe the She'erus taka remains. Liacha misa. But how in the world did the Rishonim know that that spills over when the husband's dead? When the husband's dead, avada, there's no She'erus. How in the right mind can there be She'erus after the husband's dead? If the She'erus was poka legabi the yisra of Eishes Ish, so of course the She'erus is poka legabi in Yonim of Yerusha. So the Chari, it's a pele, my personal kasha, on the Rishonim, how did they know to compare those two sugyas? But whatever the case is, the Rishonim put them together. Notwithstanding my kasha, the Rishonim put the sugyas together. It's just the machlekes, the Rivam and Tosis, and blah, blah, blah. So which way do you put those sugyas? What do we think this issue should depend upon? I mean, should there really be She'erus Le'achamisa? That's a very, very strange concept. Should there not be She'erus Le'achamisa? So maybe this touches upon a topic that comes up at the end of Basra, the end of Ninth Pekah of Basra, within the sugya of Yerusha Saba'al, that the Rashbam has a very mechudish tekashit towards the end of Pekah Shemais about Yerusha Saba'al. The Rashbam, the way he learns Pshat in the sugya is that, let's say you have a couple's married, they're married for 50 years, and then the husband decides he's going to divorce his wife. Things are not working out. He's going to divorce his wife. And they didn't get around to getting divorced. They're on the way to go. They're on the way to go get a get. And then the husband dies on the spot. The wife dies on the spot. So the Rashbam learns from the Gemara that there's no Yerusha at that point. Even though Apidu, they're still married. If she would be Mizan at that point, she's there, she's a Shizinza. If she would have a child at that point, she's a Mamza. She's a full-fledged Eishes-ish. The fact that the couple decided to separate and decided to get divorced, that doesn't impact on the Ishus. So the Rashbam says, you're right, it doesn't impact on the Ishus, but it does impact on the She'erus. Why is that? Because She'erus has the connotation, like the Ramban writes in his Parash in Chumash, She'er Ksus V'Oina, She'er is a Lashon Kiruv Basar. The reason why the Torah describes She'er Ksus V'Oina, the Chazal speak about She'er referring to food, so the Ramban writes that if you hold that Mizonus, the Chim Mizonus, Zonamid Rabbanon, what is the Pshita Shemikov She'era? So the Ramban claims in Parash Mishpat, and the Pasha Pshat means Kiruv Basar. It means it's all ways of describing Ona. She'er has the connotation of Kiruv Basar. If that's the case, says the Rashbam, whenever you have a couple that they may technically halachically be married, the Kedushin is still full-fledged, but they're not in the state of She'erus. They're not being together anymore. They're ready to start to part ways, right? They're living in different houses already. So the Rashbam says they're not considered to be She'era anymore. And that's probably supported by the idea the Gemara tells us in Yevamos that Ishto Arusa Eino Yarsha. Even though if the Erusin, she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish. If the Erusin, she's Bezana, she's Chayav Misa. If she has a, she wants to get divorced, they need to get. And still there's no Yerusha. Unless you hold that She'erus is not defined by what the halacha permits you to do, it depends on what the facts on the ground are. The ma'isa being she'erus, maybe that would be another loaded question. So this is a mechudish tikkun Rashbam that there's no She'erus at a stage of marriage, even though the kedushin are tofes and the kedushin are there. Just like by Ishto Arusa Eino Yorsha, so to Ishto Omedes Ligerishin is also Eino Yorsha. the Rashash and that Gemara, the enemy Shemais, points out that even though it's not clear that we follow this Rashbam, the Halach and the Nimamaris, but he thinks in Ruchas Avelis, maybe you could follow the Rashbam. This Shalom Rashbam. It's not a crazy Shalom. If a couple that, let's say, they're civilly divorced, they're separated, they're not living together anymore, and they're waiting to get a get, and then one of the parties dies. So what's the din? Is there a velus under those circumstances or not? So the Rashash claims that's the same shalom going back that we started this year. It's a question of she'era. So even if we don't pass in a chesh mishpat, I say like the Rashbam, but in Nuchas Avelus, we have a rule of the make of Avel. We have a right to look for kulas in Nuchas Avelus, because she'erus is the kaveh of Nuchas Avelus. It would be the kaveh of Nuchas Tumah. It's the kaveh of Hilchas Yerusha as well. So if that's the case, that in order to have Yerusha, it's not enough to have marriage. You have to have she'erus. So then it makes a lot of sense that there's no she'erus in the Achamisa. It's very hard to envision having whether the couple is still halakhically, quote unquote, married to some extent, liach hamisa, but they're definitely not living together as husband and wife, and therefore it's not going to be any better than ishto arusa. It's not going to be any better than ishto omeres leizgarish. So maybe one could argue that ein she'erus liach hamisa doesn't mean ein ishus liach hamisa. It means ein she'erus liach hamisa. So back to square one. We're still trying to figure out how we get into this whole discussion about she'erus, because we're trying to figure out what is the background, what is the source for this idea in Chazal that when the husband dies first, so there's no Yerusha to the husband. He doesn't go to the husband and then through the husband to the Yarshim. It goes from the woman directly to her Yarshim. The husband gets bumped out of the picture. Why is that? So the Rivam said the reason is because there's no She'erus anymore. So what if you hold that there is She'erus? Like Tazim Bar Basa says, what's the basis for this Chiluk? So Tazim Bar Basa suggests a different word. Tazim says that Mishva Shnachala is a tremendous Chiddush. Mishvas is a huge, huge Chiddush. There's a concept of Mishva Shnachala. So Ein Lecha Leboy Chadushai. That Yerusha Sabal is not the same as Yerusha of other relatives. Even though it's in the same Parsha, the wall in Parsha's Pinchas, but as we learned last week, not everything in Parsha's Pinchas is necessarily the same mechanism of Yerusha. So last week we spoke about there's Yerusha, and then there's Kamtachtav, and now we may have a third kind of quote-unquote overall Yerusha. There's regular Yerusha, there's Kamtachtav of a son to a father, and then there's a new din called the Baal, Yerusha Sishtai, which is not governed by the regular rules of Yerusha. And therefore Taisa says that we have no right to extrapolate the din of Mishmash from one area of Halacha to a different area of Halacha. So according to Taisa Ben Bas, you don't have to create this whole razzle-dazzle and Afal Bichein, there's not going to be any Chiddush HaTorah of Mishmash. So I'll call upon him. Everyone agrees there is a din of Yerusha Sabal. Bachlekes Rishon is a din deraisa, din derabanan. We sense that there are some differences between it. One of the differences that appears in Chazal, and some Rishonim say it's based on this idea of Ein Sheiros Lachamisa, which is a loaded, potentially controversial question. And the other view would be that, no, it's not based on that. It's based on that the Chiddush of Mishmash never really travels over from regular Yerusha to Yerusha Sabal. There is another example that Chazal give where Yerusha Sabal seems to part ways from regular Yerusha. That's a sugi that appears in the beginning of the 8th Berach of Gittin, appears in the 9th Berach of Ksubis. But the Gemara has the possibility of a person like removing themselves from being a Yerish. A person could say, I'm not interested in being a Yerish, and that can actually mean something in Halacha. So the Gemara says, what would that mean? If a couple is in the state of Erisin, so if a person says to his Arusa, that Yadim Yisulekas, I don't want to be Yerish, that's a good, wonderful way to start off a marriage. He says that if and when you die, I want to walk away from this Yerusha. So the Gemara says you could do that. A guy could just make such a statement and show him Yisrael, and the Yerusha now will not go to him, that's going to go to our regular Yerushim. So what kind of Halacha is that? So it's a little bit of a strange thing because we don't find that by Adi Yerush. Let's say the Moshel, the guy says, I don't want to Yerush my third cousin. So what do those words mean? That's a meaningless statement. But his third cousin dies, if he's the closest Yerush, he's going to get a Bav Korcha, whether he likes it or not. So Mayai Manishtana, that a person can make such a funny statement that he can almost walk away from Yerush's Ishtai. So Taisus on the spot says that if you look at the Gemara, it seems to be the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, Taisus says, is this is a quirk because Yerush is a Baal Zolim Durabon anyway. So when we're dealing with Dinim Durabon, we have a cloud called Kola Imbib. The Gemara says whenever there was a Tekaras Chacham that was made Latov of one of the parties, so they can walk away from that type if they so desire. That's the famous example the Gemara gives, that Chazal instituted that you have to support your wife, and when she makes a salary, so you have, she gives the money to you. So every once in a while you have a marriage, and today's world, not every once in a while, so a lot of people have that. The wife's making a lot of money, but the husband's not making so much money. So the Gemara says that the wife's smart, so she'll say to the husband, I'm not saying she should, but if she's smart, she could say, any designers for any I said, thank you very much. You don't have to give me food, but the other day you're not getting my paycheck either. So she has a right to do that. Why does she have a right to do that? Because the takana was made the toiv asah. In the olden days, 99% of the time, the husband made more money than the wife. So the takana was made for her benefit. If she wants to be a vateras and not takana, she has a right to do so. So Taisa says, you look at the simple reading of the Gemara, that's what's going on here also. That he could walk away from Yerusha Sishtai because Eif Shibit Takana Sochamu. And Taisa says on the spot, that's why you can't walk away from the Yerusha of your third cousin, because that's the Yerusha Deraisa. If that's the case, so then maybe this din isn't true. Maybe according to those Rishonim Paskin, which the Baal's the Araisa, then this whole din would not be true. So the Ran, in Maseches Ksubis, the Nine Parables of Ksubis, has a different Bir Legamri. The Ran writes that the reason why he could walk away from Yerusha's Ishtai is because it's not Omeres Kach, the day Yerusha yet. The Gemara is talking about a very, very unique time in the relationship. She's only an Arusa, the Gemara says, Kosla B'yad Arusa. If she's an Arusa, if she would die right dead and there, he wouldn't be Yerusha. So he wasn't yet Zoicha on the Yerusha yet. He doesn't even have a Koyach of Yerusha. It's not Omer Kach. Everything would happen right now. She would die right then and there. He wouldn't be Yerusha. So then he could walk away from it. You could walk away from a Schus that you don't yet have. You could prevent the Schus that you don't yet have. You're not yet Zoicha on. You could prevent that from coming your way. But once you're already kind of that Schus, so then you can't walk away by saying, I don't want it anymore. The only way to sell it, say, if I own a bottle of water, I can't say, I don't want the bottle of water. I could be mafkin about the water. I could sell the bottle, give it to Matana. But Yadim is Salakas Iman. I just say, no, I'm walking away from the water. The words don't make any sense. So that's what the Ran says, that Kolzman, that she's Ishtar Arusa, he wasn't Zaychan or Yerusha yet, even though it's the Din Deraisa, that after Nisuin, he's going to be Zaychan. So right now, he could still be Masalik. Mashiach came, Yerusha of other Yorshim, so it's Omer Dekach at moment's notice. The relative may die. If the relative would die right now, so he'll be Yerusha immediately. So he's already has his hands already on that Yerusha. He's already Zaychish Tikkun on that Yerusha. Once you already have a Zachi, you already have a Psakinya Tfis on Yerusha, so that's like walking away from your water bottle. You don't have the Kerch to do that. So whereas according to Taitzus, that whole din of Omer, Kaisavla, Eli Dimitvarim, the Yerusha Seich, that whole din is predicated on the assumption that Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanim, which would throw that din off kilter according to many Rishonim. According to the Rano, even if it's a Deraisa, it's different. It's fundamentally different because it works in stages. First you have to reach the Suin, and then you Omer the Kachli Yerusha, Mashiach, and other relatives. So it's too close for comfort. You're already a Yerusha, you already have a Shein Yerusha, you already have a Tfis of the Rechosim, and therefore you can't stop being Masalikis. So I'll call upon him. So we started out with this idea that appears at the beginning of Yishnu Eichle, there is a concept of Yerush Sabal, according to many, many Tanoim, and many Rishonim, it's a Dimin HaTorah, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam and the rival Lishitosam, it's all a question of whether the term She'erus really applies B'deraisa to relatives, which are not blood relatives, to husband and wife relationships, impacts on Yerushas Tumas Kainim, Yerushas Avelas, Yerush, etc. Even within the world of Yerusha Sabal being Deraisa, it is clear for the Gemara that there are differences. One of the most differences that's by late is the fact that there's no Mishmash, there's no Yerusha Bekever. Why is that? So the Rivam took us down the path of Ein She'erus Le'echem Yisa, based on his understanding of the Gemara Yivamas, and Taisus had a different understanding of that Gemara, and that threw us off a little bit about what the Gemara should or should not be saying. But Lemaisa, 2 days in Taisus, when in that Gemara is the source for this din. Imtum to learn that Gemara is not the source for the din of Ein Yerusha Bekever. You have to look for another source, the other source being that Mishmash is just too mechudish tich, and you can't schlep over Mishmash from regular Yerushim to Yerusha Zabal. Then we have the last, for tonight, our last Nafkamina, and that was the Nafkamina of can you walk away from your Yerusha? So we find you can walk away from Yerusha Zabal, you cannot walk away from Yerusha Shai Yerushim. Why is that? So according to Taisus, that's a pure Deraisa Derabonan equation. According to the Ran, that's not a Deraisa Derabonan. It can be true if they're both Deraisa. It's a question of whether you're the Baal and whether you're Taipas or whether you're Zchiyah on the Yerusha and the state they're in right now.